والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the ninth day, ninth of the month of Ramadan of this year 1446 after Hijrah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the ninth of the month of March 2025 CE. Don't say AD. CE, Christian era, not AD. Saying AD, I have been talking severally, is wrong. Okay. Now, we are making progress from with Ayah 175. Is that correct? Okay, before then, let's take some questions during Q&A sessions. Yes, let's hear.
Is it permissible for a civil servant to collect a treasure and work a government in God instead of commercial grants, not without the law?
Well, if you're asking me about the legality or otherwise concerning collecting federal government loan, is that a question? Federal government loan. Well, if that loan attracts benefit, then it's haram. Simple. Black and white. Any loan you take, at the end of it, they ask you to pay something in addition to it. Collect 20,000 naira, but when you are pay me 21,000. That one is haram because of a hadith. Even though the hadith is weak, but the practice is on it. Kullu salafin jarra manfa'atan riban. Any credit, any loan that attracts benefit is riba. I hope it is clear. And you know the dangers of devoted riba. الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِّ ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا. To the end of it, Ayah 175 in chapter 2, Al-Baqarah. Those eating riba will rise from the grave as if they have epileptic fit. You know epilepsy? Farfadia? Epileptic fit. He also says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الرسول وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. Don't it? So put it simple, any government agencies or whatever that you go to looking for loan, but at the end of it, you add something, it is riba. Not only that, even the borrowing you are doing from communication agents, you know, MTN, Airtel, whatever, say you can borrow, that borrowing is riba. Oh yeah, because if I borrow 20,000 worth of credit card, I borrow, by the time I load my money, they take it. They take what? Something in addition. Basically, is it a gift or borrowing? Any borrowing that attracts benefit is riba. Don't listen to those saying, no, they have done work for you. What kind of work have they done to you? Any lending attracting benefit is riba. Period. I hope this answers the question you asked. But maybe one may say, well, but you see, ya Shaykh Allah, I'm in a darura. I am pushed by necessity. The house I live, hiring, people are pushing me out. I want to settle medical bill in a hospital. I want to settle school fee. There are many things you can. If it is a critical situation, there is criticality, then you apply the law of necessity, knows no law. Otherwise, it's haram to borrow that money and you get things attached to it. Hope this answers the question. Allahu a'lam.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. نعم. And all of you too. He says God.
Yeah.
It's okay. His sister is growing older by the count of the days, day in, day out. You know, she is not married. Wallahi, this is a very, very lamentable situation. I ask Allah the Almighty to hasten and quicken the emergence of her Mr. Right, as they say. Say amen. Yeah. You see, wallahi, is a situation that is very disturbing. You see, a girl at the age of 15, 16, 17 and beyond, 18, 30, no good seat were coming. Just last 10 days, a lady called me. She said, Malam, now today I'm over 30 and nobody comes and marries me, over 30. But my guardian insists he will not take my hand and give in marriage except to somebody coming from our state of origin. I said, ha, this is the trouble number one. Why do you put conditions on from Kano, said from Jigao? What we need is attaqi. And number two, she said, my guardian says until such a man is somebody working in government and must have something in his hand. I said, that is the trouble. But she was complaining, telling me in Hausa, no one. Okay, Auram Babu Abung Hanu Kuma Allah Bada Abung Hanu. She's telling me. No one kuma. This is a good, you know, commonsensical statement. How many got married with nothing and Allah gives them something? Those who something, Allah takes away. So she was saying, Ya Sheikh, I want you to be my father who will look for a good husband for me. I said, what? My sister. But your uncle fits the calf better. All right, mine is to tell people, hey, there is a good sister who fears Allah, ready to be married. I ask Allah the Almighty to give her and girls like her a good husband. But for the prayer, read the Quran, Kitabullah, Iqra Kitabullah. وَإِنَّا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ أَوْثَاقُ شَفِيءٍ وَأَغْنَى غَنَاءً وَخِيبًا مُتَفَضِّلًا. According to Shatibi, the book of Allah is the base of remedies and cure. Read it. You should be reading تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي. And you should be saying رَبِّ حَبْلِي زَوْجًا صَالِحًا تَقِيًّا مُؤْمِنًا خَاشِيًا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Give her this prayer. Did you write it? Okay, I have done my job. I read it. Next question.
For the month Saleh and the right to keep in this statement, Wala Salukum Ali in the Ajah. So, sir, is there any name we call that you think is a truth? And why are they keeping that statement?
I don't get you. What are you saying? The Prophet keep on saying, وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I don't ask you for any wage. or any reward. So are you saying the name of this in tafsir? What is it called? At-takrar. Li-ifadat al-qarar. The ulama say, ma takarrar taqarrar. What is off-repeated is off-assimilated. That's it. But the second question says what? They are saying for repetition. This is just to tell you, we are not asking you for anything, but we want Allah Ta'ala to reward us. So the ulama are saying, da'wah is not for sale. Before giving da'wah, people should give you something. But at the same time, people should have da'wah. Spend money a lot for this. Okay, these recordings, is it free? Data. Give money. Don't say, umas alukum. You are missing the ayah. The ayah goes east, you are going west. The meaning is, don't make the hour something of rapaciousness, just looking for money. A'udhu billah. Don't be akhli fi din. But you have to spend for the hour as you paid for everything. Otherwise, how can you do it? You know, I have the same ba'a da'awa? Say the da'awa. Mba'aka baza shiga da'awa. Kuma baza da'awa ba. Do you agree with me? Oh yeah, 100%. So the meaning is just to emphasize. So when we ask you help for things like this, give your money. Give it. The non-Muslim, they spend hugely. But you will come to tafsir and listen. You don't come with money in your pocket. It's very important to spend. This masjid needs upkeep. It has been built by somebody, one guy, may Allah reward him. But maintenance, do you have to go to him always? Get your own fund, do something. But if somebody says, no, I don't want you to interfere, I'll do everything. You alone things are beyond your power. Yeah. So you have to give for the sake of Allah. In the whole of Quran, Allah keeps on mentioning wealth, money before self. Jahidu bi amwalikum then wa anfusikum. It is in only one place in Quran where self is presented before money. Which ayah? Who can remember? When it comes to spending, Allah mentions wealth before self. Amwalikum then wa anfusikum. But there is one place in the whole, only one, where self is mentioned before money. I'm asking, which one is? Ewa. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina. Anfusam din wa amwala. Hold on, please. Ayah 111, chapter 9 of Quran al-Karim. To tell you about the value of wealth. So the Prophet, just to show them, I'm not just asking for something. Because if you go to somebody, you ask him to give you, he withdraws. It's a human nature. Even your wife that keeps asking you, give this, please don't disturb me. Because man by nature is not tolerant of being asked. But you keep on asking Allah, if you don't ask Allah, Allah is angry with you. So that doesn't mean that da'wah should be held. Give budget for da'wah for the sake of Allah. May Allah give us what to give. Yes.
Why Allah use one word at least to put it in order to assess why the Prophet is writing and certain why the Prophet uses?
Ajuz doesn't mean necessarily somebody practiced, to use Shakespeare's word. You know Shakespeare, in his English, he said the practice, somebody consumed by old age. Practice. But doesn't mean here necessarily an old woman. Alright? But from the etymological configuration, you say it means an old woman in translation. Ajuz, somebody weakened. The iman, not in her mind, makes her weaken. She cannot obey Allah the Almighty. Become ajiz an al-iman. Ajiza an al-taqwa. Ajiza an al-ta'a. This may imply this one, but may not be necessarily older than any other people. But going by it means old woman. So we take the following verses from Surah Ash-Shu'ara. Iqra ayyuhal qari.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
نعم.
وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين. This is ayah 174. In this there is a sign and most of them are not believers. Nam. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ certainly your Lord, لَهُوَ الْعَزِيز is the Almighty, the Irresistible, الرَّحِيم, the Specially Merciful. Ayah.
كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Aika. In Hausa we say Aikawa. Not Aikawa of Kano, okay? Al-Aika, people of the wood. You know wood? W00D. Wood. Places with a lot of trees interwoven, like forest, people of forest anyway. The simple answer is, people of the forest. Which people are these? They are called the people of Prophet Shu'aib. They live in the forest zone. Because of the multiplicity, the interwoven nature of the forest, they are called Al-Aika. Interwoven nature of the trees there, they are called Ashabul Aika. Some are saying no. Aika is a huge tree they used to worship. Aika. They slaughtered animals, they made sacrifices for them. So Allah sent to them Prophet Shu'aib. Shu'aib, they call him Jeremiah in English. Some they say Jethro, like Suleiman, Solomon, like Yusuf, Joseph, like Salihu, Metusela, like Hud, Haba, like this. Okay? Now, so the people of Al-Aika, the woods, the forest people, denied the messengers.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
When Shu'aib said to them, won't you fear Allah? They are also called people of Madian, same thing. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. أَيْنَا.
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
I am to you a faithful, a trustworthy messenger. So fear Allah and obey me. Next. I don't ask you of any wage or any payment or any reward. My reward is with Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Naam. أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. Give full measure. Don't be among the cheats. You know, the people of Prophet Shu'aib, we are rich people, merchant. They were traders in food items. But when they give mood, they reduce. They reduce. So he tell them, awful kaila, the kail, the measure you give, is it in liter, hectoliter, whatever liter, or by measuring give full. So anybody today that reduces what belongs to people through tactical way, he is behaving like the kuffar of Prophet Shu'aib al-Madian. So he tells them, أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ. Don't be among the cheat, who cheat people. Yeah, look at it. They take their attention, they reduce. They do it today. So kuffar did it before you. Don't behave in this manner. Next ayah. وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم. Give accurate scales. If you use scale, give accurate. Don't give me lower than the money I have given you. Next ayah.
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم. Do not defraud people. Become fraudulent people. Do not defraud people of their belongings and possessions. ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. Don't walk on the face of the earth in corruption and moral decadence. Don't do these things. Look at these beautiful preachings by Shu'aib. The ulama call Shu'aib Khatib al-Anbiya, the spokesperson of the prophets. Ayna, that is the title. Naam.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Fear Allah, fear Him that created you, and He created the masses of the old. Because Al-Jibilla, the generation of the olden time, we are created by Allah. So fear Him that created you and those who came before you. Next ayah. Listen to their answer. قالوا إنما أنت من المسحرين. They said, you are just but bewitched, or among the bewitched people. نعم.
وما أنت إلا بشر مثلنا وإن ظنك لمن الكاذبين.
You are nothing but just a man like us. Who are you? Imagine telling the Prophet of Allah. وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are just a man like us. وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We think you are just a liar. Allahu Akbar. Or amongst the liars. You see, these people, in one chapter, in chapter number 12, Surah Hudin, قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ أَصَّلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَنْ نَتْرُكَ مَا عَبُدُ أَبَاؤُنَا أَوْ أَنْ نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. Oh, you are the guided one. You are guided. Do you tell us not to do what we wish in our money? You stop us from obeying the calls of a parent? إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. You are patient. They told him this sarcastically. قال يا قوم أرأيت إن كنت على بينة من ربي ورزقني منه رزقنا وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى من أكن إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. In Surah Hud, the same message. Because the Quran, one part explains the other part. At-tafsir bil-Quran, bil-ma'thur. So you can see this ayah has a correlation with the ayah I quoted. That is the system. So now they are saying, you are just a man. We just look at you as just amongst the liars. La ilaha illallah. They even go farther, okay, to challenge him, saying what?
فَأَسْقِضْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا.
فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. We challenge you to send down pieces of the sky against us. If you're speaking the truth, look at the sky, cut part of it, send it on us to destroy us if you can. لا إله إلا الله. So arrogant, so intransigent, so haughty, so hydra-headed, so stone-headed, and iron-headed. But when the punishment comes, they will be crushed down like the pieces of carrot. But this is their haughtiness. فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. What did he say?
قال ربي أعلم بما تعملون.
الله أكبر. قال ربي أعلم بما تعملون. He said, my Lord knows better concerning what you do. نعم.
فكذبوه فأخذهم عذاب يوم الظلة. إنه كان عذاب يوم عظيم.
فكذبوه, so they denied him. They rejected, they belied him. فأخذهم عذاب يوم الظلة. And the chastisement of the day of the gloom, okay, grip them. What is Yawm al-Dhulla? Allah sent shadow from the sky. They say, oh, water is coming. No, it's not water. Yawm al-Dhulla, it rained them with Allah's Scud missiles. They were completely obliterated. So Allah says, فَكَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ. So the name is called يَوْمُ الظِّلَّةِ يَوْمُ الظِّلَّةِ, the day of the gloom. The gloomy day gripped them. إِنَّهُ, you don't know it, okay, that day, كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, was a punishment of a great day. Greatness in terms of anguish against them. Next ayah.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ.
نعم.
وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ.
In fi dhalika la aya, in this there is a sign, but most of them are not believers. Next ayah.
Wa inna rabbaka lahuwal azizur
rahim. And your Lord certainly is Al-Aziz, the Almighty, the Magnificent, the Irresistible, Al-Rahim, the Especially Merciful. Are you with the count? How many times?
Seven.
Yeah, it will more than seven. You have been counted. Are you sure? Okay. Jazakumullah khair. Iqra.
Wa innahu latanzilu rabbil alameen.
Wa innahu, definitely it is. It. Is it masculine? Those of you who read English grammar. It. Is it masculine? Is it feminine? Or both? Or genderless? You can't say both. It in English is a pronoun of what? Not masculinity, of course, or femininity. It is called neuter gender. But it can be masculinized. It is, wa innahu, it is, referring to the Quran. Yeah. After hearing all these, from which book do you get this information? The book of Allah. So it takes you back to it. It says, وَإِنَّهُ, certainly it is the Quran. لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is the revelation of the Lord of the worlds. It's not from somebody. تَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Mm-hmm.
نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ.
The honest, the reliable spirit, Prophet, Angel Jibril, okay, came down with it. So Allah called Jibril Al-Amin. He says, Muta'in Thamma Amin. Jibril Muta' is obeyed. Thamma in the sky or in the heaven. Amin, reliable, trustworthy. You call him the king of the angels. It's called Jibril. It's called Jibril without ya. It's called also Jibra'il, according to Al-Qurtubi. Some say Jibreen with M, as in Hausala. But probably it's with Lam, Jibreel, Jibril, Jibra'il. In English, Gabriel is the king of the angels. So he is the one that came down with the Quran and is reliable and trustworthy. Next ayah. He came down with the Quran and revealed it. Ala qurb ala qalbika, open your heart. Litakuna min al mundirin, so that you may be among the warners. Wama arsalnaka illa mubashiran wa nadhira. Naam.
Bilisanin arabiyyin.
in a clear Arabic tongue. Quran is in Arabic. Al-Quran is Arabic. That is why it is one of the rights of Quran that you have to learn Arabic to know it. One of the rights of Quran. Quran has about 16 rights. One of the rights, know the language of Quran. If you go to China, for you to undertake a course for undergraduate, you have to study rudimentary, what, Mandarin. Yeah, you learn the language. You go to France, Sorbonne, for example, maybe you study France to know it. So now you want Quran, don't learn Arabic? Okay, so you as a Muslim, learning Arabic becomes sine qua non for you to know the teachings of Quran. It surprises me to see somebody, he speaks good English, good French, but Arabic, he flatters. But to see a hafid al Quran can't speak Arabic. No, this is shameful. Bilisan in Arabic mubin. Those of you reading Quran with transliteration make a lot of mistakes. Some years back, more than 10 years, I remember, I was in my office in Masjid al-Sahaba here in Kondila. I was just reading, then I heard somebody reading Quran. ثم لا تسألن يومئذ. He kept saying, ثم لا تسألن. I said, what? ثم لا. Allah is saying, ثم لا. And you're saying, لا. See the trouble. I came out. I said, yeah, my brother, what is this? He said, wallahi, ya Sheikh, I am from, he mentioned his own hometown. He's from Maiduguri. But I grew up in Lagos. Now I return to northern part of, to learn Quran. Allahu Akbar. So I pitied him. But he was reading from Quran, not with Arabic text, with English characters, transliteration. How can you get the beauty of Quran? So when he came to ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ, he was saying ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ. Because what was written was L-A. ثُمَّ L-A. How do you put it? You say لا. It can be لا. Maybe he didn't understand the differences, the context. Allah is saying you will certainly be asked. You are saying you will not be asked. Because la is negating. La is what positing, positivating. And I say, please, my brother, don't be the teacher of yourself. Go to the ulama to teach the Quran. This is wrong. This can be kufr. But I know Allah will forgive all of us. It's not intentional anyway. Transliteration. So I don't see hikmah in somebody trying to learn Quran through transliterated copy. Get the Arabic copy in the presence of a teacher, competent teacher, not half-baked teacher, not kata-kata teacher. Each letter he tells you. Every word, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ what? تَرْتِيلًا. That is very important. So, wallahi, the man, I pitied him. SubhanAllah. He was just like crying. All my age in Lagos, I felt, let me come back home, North Kano, to study. May Allah bless him and give him opportunity to have the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. So, وَإِيَّكُمْ. So Allah Ta'ala says, bilisan in Arabic, what? In a clear Arabic term. You know how beautiful Arabic is. Who can tell me how many names does lion have in Arabic? Arabic is very rich. Lion is called? Asad. And again, Fahad. And again, late. And again, that's all you know. Fahad, Asad, Layth. What about Aghlaba? What about Qaswara? What about Hizabrun? More than 100 names. Because of richness of Arabic. English doesn't have this. Arabic has more than, they say, 300 million vocabularies. Oh, sorry, 3 million vocabularies. But English. Oh. It's much lower. 800,000. English. What about Arabic? I have been saying, in Arabic, if you want to say you, man, what do you say? Anta. You, woman. You, all of you. All you, 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 you. But because of the beauty of Arabic, it makes difference. Man, anta. Woman, anti. Men, antum. And then women, antunna. Rijal, antum. Tu, antuma. Oh, how beautiful. But English, you, 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 you. Tu, in French, that can be different. Vuzu, onozum. It's a bit different from English language, for example. So to tell you, Arabic is excellently excellent. That's why Allah chooses Arabic for revealing the last of his books that we all pray. Bilisan and Arabiyyin Mubin. And let me tell you, I want to give you this methodology. If you want your children to learn Arabic, stop speaking Hausa to them in your house. But if only you too can. If you can, how can you do it now? If you speak Arabic, you can do it. Teach your kid. Don't speak Hausa in this house. Give them some days. You want to tutor them, to teach them, to doctor them. And definitely they can do it because practice makes perfect. All right? So, Bilisan and Arabi Mubin. You will wonder if you see Americans become a Muslim, they go to Jeddah, Misr, studying Arabic. A lot of them. Go to Al-Azhar University, you'll be surprised. Becoming Muslims and learning Arabic quickly to know the meaning of the Quranic revelation. وَإِنَّهُ Certainly, Quran is in the scriptures of the ancients. Yeah. The teachings of the Quran is in the books of the ancient people. Naam. أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمُهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. This is verse number 197. Isn't it a sign for them, the scholars of the children of Israel recognize it? Meaning, the Arabs' Quran was given to you in your language. The Jews know the Quran is from Allah, like Abdullah ibn Salam. So Allah is saying, isn't it amazing that the children of Israel know this book, you don't know it, and it is in your own language? Bilisan al-Arabi mubin. Naam.
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ. Had we, I told you low, baby voice study here. Low. Harfu limtina, lilimtina. Had we revealed it okay, to one of the foreigners, because Al-A'jamin, somebody, not an Arab, is called A'jami. It's not derogatory, it's not. I don't want to believe it, it's not derogatory. It's not disparaging. Somebody who can speak Arabic is known as Al-A'jami. So Allah said, if we had revealed the Quran to the A'jamin, the foreigners who can speak Arabic, فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If we have given Quran to somebody, not an Arab, not Prophet Muhammad, somebody foreigner, reading it to them, they will have disbelieved it. But now we gave it to an Arab man like you, speaking your language. You get the message? If we have given it to somebody, a foreigner, reading it to you, like, no, you're not an Arab, we don't understand you. But here, given to an Arab man, using your language with clarity, yet you refuse to believe. That is the meaning. فَقَرَوْا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ كَذَلِكَ
كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ
كَذَلِكَ سَلَكْنَاهُ. That is how we make the Quran passing through the mind or the heart of the guilty ones. Naam.
لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم.
Not believing in it until they see our severe punishment or painful punishment. Next ayah.
فيأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون.
It comes upon them abruptly or suddenly while they are unaware, meaning Allah's punishment comes unaware, suddenly, without them knowing. Next ayah. In such a situation, they will be saying, "Hal nahnu mundharun? Are we to be given a respite? The punishment should be delayed. Let's be given a respite, a delay, so that we can correct our bad ways." Naam. Okay, is it our punishment they are asking to be hastened unto them? Naam. Consider it, if we have given them enjoyment to enjoy themselves for many years. And then there comes to them what they were promised. Next ayah.
Ma agna anhum ma kanu yumatta'un.
It will not avail them what they were given as fast enjoyment. Meaning, if Allah had given them donkey years, eating, drinking, merrymaking, and whatever, and our punishment comes, of what benefit will be those days of enjoyment? Alright? I think it's time to draw cotton, but can we take three ayah? Possible? It's time. Okay. So mark the areas we are stopping. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to make progress during the next episode. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيكم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله